Part A. Cold is something we are sometimes subject to, and we always have to dress for it. Sometimes it's so cold that it hurts. In any case, it's a natural phenomenon that is unpreventable. In 1981, a physician from Harvard Medical School, Herbert Benson, wanted to prove that there are some people who can withstand the cold, so he traveled to the Himalayas to take the temperatures of 3 Buddhist monks. The monks had been living in near solitude for nearly a decade in small stone huts without heat or insulation at elevations of 6,000 feet or higher. They were practicing a meditation technique called Jitomo every day for several years. Benson attached thermometers to several parts of each monk's body and measured their body temperatures during meditation. He reported in his findings that the monks could increase the temperature in their hands and feet by 17 degrees Fahrenheit while meditating. He realized they had the power to warm themselves. A few years later, a documentary filmmaker named Russ Parisot, who was filming Benson's research, recalled a group of monks in India wearing only underwear sitting on the floor along with a few buckets of cool water. He filmed the monks dipping thin white sheets in the cool water and then putting them around their backs and shoulders. As they began Jitomo meditation, Parisot noticed vapor rising from bodies all around. The cold, 40-degree Fahrenheit room began noticeably warming up. On another winter night, Parisot witnessed several monks sleeping on a stone bed somewhere between the Himalayan and Karakoram Mountains. "I was dressed in layers of down, but still uncomfortably cold," he said. The monks were wearing thin shawls of wool or cotton. A neuroscientist who specializes in visual imagery at Harvard Medical School, Maria Kosevnikov, was not convinced by Benson's research. She noted that the steam rising from the sheets naturally happens when water hits cold air. She also said that it's possible to warm up your fingers just by imagining that you're dipping them into warm water. Kosevnikov really wanted to find out if the monks could raise their core body temperatures. She wondered if they could maintain an internal temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit while practicing Jitomo meditation. During one winter in January, she traveled to the Amdo region of Tibet, where the monks are well known for their Jitomo meditation practice. She measured the core body temperatures of several monks and nuns during their Jitomo meditation by taping thermometers under their arms inside a room that was between 32 and 36 degrees Fahrenheit. The results completely amazed her. Not only were they able to increase their core body temperatures, they were also able to give themselves fevers. At least one monk raised his body temperature from 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit to 100.8 degrees Fahrenheit. She found that Jitomo meditation involves a breathing technique where the meditators picture fire rising from the stomach to the top of the head and visualize that their spine is on fire. This type of meditation is very difficult and takes years of dedication to master. For the average person, however, Kosevnikov suggests visualizing your fingers in hot water or yourself in a hot environment. It might not be as effective as Jitomo meditation, but it will help to make you feel a little warmer.